Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
Take a look at our own 2018 roster of Adam Cincirillo, Austin Faulkner, Garrett Marchbanks, and Martin Davalos. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
All right, Phil Nicoletti, very good day today. Really fast. Osby wins the overall with a 2-2 in the 250 class. You go 2-2 and you get third.
Yeah, that's my fucking luck, huh? But, yeah, it's hard because the bonus money was a big difference. But I felt like I showed what I'm capable of. And this type of dirt's not my cup of tea. So, yeah, just second moto, I misfired or stalled it. And then it just flamed out. Yep. And then I just couldn't get the son of a gun going. And as soon as it did, I was just like, time to shit and get. Yep. But, you know, I just figured I had to get Colton and Mike. Yeah, it's just one of those days, just kind of.
You gotta be happy though, after stalling it and being tired. You know how that works.
Yeah.
You got up, you tracked down Mike, you tracked down Colton. Like, that's a really impressive ride.
Yeah, no, I feel really fit. This is the best I've actually felt in my career. So it's, you know, I've had a lot of prep time coming up here, so I was able to do a lot of different things, training that I wouldn't necessarily be able to do in the States. So my trainer, Sagey, did an awesome job with it. And then also riding at club makes a big difference, and grinding with the kids and stuff. So I am old. I'm 30, but I still feel 18. So that's what's good about it. And I still feel like my riding's like I'm young. So just my team did good. I'll give a shout out to Joe Skid, SSS Suspension. He's done a really good job with my stuff. I'm not going to lie, I was a little critic at first and kind of worried because I didn't know the guy, but my bike works really well. And yeah, just like I said, I'm bummed to go 2-2 for third. And but I think they know who was fastest today.
Yeah, you were catching Cole in that second moto. Did you have a spot where you liked him or where you thought you could get him?
Yeah, I felt like I could have gotten him anywhere. It took me a little while to get going, but like, I didn't feel like I was really trying. It felt pretty effortless. I was just going to stalk and wait. And we had broken Mike and Colton at that time, so I had plenty of time to work on Cole and stuff like that. Yeah, it's just a bummer deal. I'm still bummed about the 2-2 shit, but it's cool. It was actually good. It was hot today, and, yeah, I'm happy. It's a good start, and I'm just glad to be back to some real racing.
What happened in the early laps of Moto 2 that Cole got back around you?
What'd I do?
You were on Mike, and then also
I blew off the track on the back and the rollers, and then he snuck under. I'm like, son of a bitch. But like I said, I wasn't worried about it. I wasn't flustered. Yeah. Plenty of time to make moves, and just relied on my fitness. And
I really thought you wore down Colton and Mike in that second moto. Like, they had a nice lead on you when they got by you, and you just wore them down.
Yeah, no, it's like I said, I feel fit. I feel strong. Speed feels good. I think when we get up to Prince George, they say it's more my kind of track, a little sandier and stuff like that. So I think we'll really be able to let the balls drop a little more and send it.
In my experience, guys like this track or they don't like it at all. There's not a whole lot of middle ground. Where were you at?
I don't know. I liked it and I didn't like. Some spots were really good. Some spots were sketchy as fuck. So it's one of those deals, but they did an okay job. There's plenty of passing lines. The rut's really good. It actually reminded me of, like, Colorado second moto. Yeah. You know, kind of that's the same. Hard base and big, deep ruts. And I tried to make some different lines work. Didn't quite work. The middle stayed pretty muddy all day. But other than that, I'm stoked to be up here in Canada. It's a cool venture. Guys are still fast and still good competition.
Yeah.
And
what'd you think of the fans and the atmosphere and all that?
Yeah, everyone's been good. A lot of people came up. A lot of bullshit Pulp fans. Yeah. So which is cool that people follow it. And they're taking a warm welcome.
You flipped off one guy in the first moto.
Yeah, I fucking seen red for a little while, and he was like, it sucked because like I gained 2 seconds on Colton, and then I'd lose 3.5 because I got stuck behind a lapper. And then that guy just made me fucking redline, and then that was it. So I had to I had to do it, you know. So after I got off John McMahon, I shouldn't have done it, but
we all loved it. We loved it.
I was like, whatever, I don't care. Right. So I would just wish it was in the back where nobody else could have seen it.
You think you got a boot deal coming, maybe?
Yeah, Myrtle. Yeah, right. I can hardly get boots at the moment, but no, it's I'll leave that to my bullshit agent.
All right, good. Hey, good job. Nice riding today. Really impressive. Faster than I thought you'd be, to be honest, at the opening round. So, yeah, good work, man.
Thanks. Thanks for coming, too.